Well, hello there. You're watching Offbeat Business TV and listening to the Offbeat Business Show on OBBM Radio Dallas. I'm your host, Susan Hamilton, where we represent the authentic voice of American business. When you adequately look at American business today, 80% of micro to small businesses are family-owned businesses of 9 employees or less. That means we're building our business while we're raising our kids, taking care of our parents, probably have a veteran or active duty in our family or workspace, and over 30% of us have an addict in our family or workspace. So doing business today is just a little bit different, and it's time we rebuild American business influence. Because like you know, Paul, America feeds the world. It's important to be strong in this space. I'm excited to share Paul Maynard with you. Friends, it's so important to know how to communicate and network. And Paul, you do such a fantastic job.
Well, thank you, Susan.
And as the relentless networker.
Oh, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
You're listening to the Offbeat Business Show, rebuilding American business influence locally, nationally, and abroad. Bringing you experienced insight for a strong, influential brand and successful life in business. Here's your host, Susan Hamilton.
So tell us a little bit about that phrase. So you coined the relentless networker. Tell us how that came to
well,
be.
Well, it's interesting. So a number of years ago, I was working for a small agency that wanted to have a presence made in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so they basically told me that, well, you'll network for a living for us. I thought, well, this is a great idea. I'll go out and do that. And I was blogging at the time and writing about some different things. I come from a trade show background, so I know a lot about meeting people face-to-face. And so I thought, well, this will be a great opportunity. So I went to a breakfast meeting one morning, and I ran into a friend of mine, and I went to a lunch meeting, and she was there as well. Well, by the time I got to the happy hour that night, well, she was there as well, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she said, well, you're quite the relentless networker, and it stuck. I stuck it on the blog. People started reading it, started writing about topics that were relevant to networking and the craft of networking, and it just worked. And it's grown from there, and so I signed my posts relentless. It's my license plate on my car. It's just kind of become my brand. And it is about connecting with people, though. It really is.
It is. And you do such a fabulous job of connecting people. I mean, there hasn't been a conversation where you don't make sure we know somebody else in that circle of influence, in that sphere of influence, which is so important today as we rebuild American business influence locally, nationally, and abroad. You've got some real interesting history, even with chambers and working with our local chambers.
Well, I've actually been very fortunate. I've worked with two chambers of commerce here in the greater Dallas area, both as an events coordinator for a chamber. So I got to meet a lot of people in many different levels of power and influence, and also business types of all different sizes and types. And then also worked for economic development, did some economic development work out in Garland, and got to work with manufacturers. A lot of people don't know this. There are 400 manufacturers in Garland alone. And so I got to meet a lot of different companies at a lot of different levels. And so the chamber work allowed me to get out and really meet people that were doing business every day. And that was really powerful to me.
That is. And you're seeing some things when it comes to manufacturing. You've had your eyes open and your ears open in that space for a long time. Because we're looking at all these opportunities in front of us to hire who we choose to hire when we need to bring on and build up our communities. And a lot of times what Offbeat Business Media is promoting is helping business owners understand what it looks like to hire even from the ex-offender community. Because our communities are not safer if we do not hire them, if they don't have a place to live and a place to work, where do you think they go? It's important that we get people on their feet as quickly as possible to change those generations of incarceration if we're really going to have safe communities. And working with those manufacturers, there are some out there, especially in Garland, that are doing a great job of making sure they bring people in and give them jobs and work on employment in that space.
And actually, and making sure that they find the types of talent that they need and then fit them and keep them and groom them and wanting to have them for a long time. So yes, it is about business understanding who's available and what kind of talents that's out there. And I've been very fortunate to work with school districts, with manufacturers, manufacturers associations, trade associations. And it's really interesting the work that's going on out there. But really at the heart of it all, you get back to networking. Mm-hmm. They all get to know one another. And particularly when you put manufacturers together that may not make the same thing, but they offer complementary type businesses. For example, I work with a small chemical company that does wastewater treatment. Mm-hmm. Well, there isn't a company that makes something that doesn't have a need for wastewater treatment. So you put those two together and suddenly they're doing business together. But it's putting them together that was the important thing.
I love that about you. I love your approach when it comes to that. No doubt about it, where your heart is in this space. You want to make sure people know each other and they're actually getting things done. You've got a great approach with networking that I wanted to make sure that our audience understands, because you're like, hey, I met you and I can't wait to talk to you more. You really are, with that smile and that handshake and, hey, let's meet and lean mm-hmm. in. You know a handful of things that really make it effective and promote long-term relationship from that very first hello. Tell us a little bit about how that comes
well,
around.
Well, and you talk about that very first hello. It's very important. One of the things that I used to teach in networking classes and still relate to people, there are three rules, really, that you need to keep in mind. One is patience. You have to have patience when you're trying to build a network. And we're talking about building a network. It's building relationships. So be patient. Second thing is be persistent. Keep at it. Don't just try it once and throw it off. It's not about going to a networking event, collecting a business card, and immediately putting it in your pocket. It's about building that relationship. And the third rule, which is really the most important one, is it's not about you. You have to remember that it's about the person that's in front of you. We all love to talk about ourselves, but the point is that we should be more in the business of listening. And I think you have other people in your network that emphasize that same thing. Whether you're a speaker, whether you're a business person of any kind, the point is that you need to listen. God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. And that is to listen mm-hmm. more than you talk. And those three rules really have paid off tremendously. And I see them repeated over and over again in all different slices of business.
That's absolutely true. Two ears and one mouth to listen more effectively.
Absolutely.
Couldn't we get more done if we really stopped and listened to what's going on in somebody else's world? Because it's quite interesting. Everyone's got a story. Everyone's got a history, and everybody brings so much to the table. You know, you brand yourself as the Relentless Networker, but one of the things I enjoy most about you is the history. I know after as many conversations as we have had that I'm not talking to someone who's just a great networker. You've got a business mind and a history that keeps you very aware of things on the corporate level, the trade show level, all across the United States of America, which is a very, very important perspective for us to have.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. You know, a friend of mine and I were talking about corporate experience, and regardless of the kind of business you've been, it's interesting. We have people that start in large businesses and go to small businesses. In fact, I have a group of friends that I meet to go fishing with every year. I lived in Minnesota for a time, and corporate headquarters for Honeywell was up there. I worked for Honeywell for many years. We talk about ourselves being members or graduates of the University of Honeywell. And it is true. I think whether it's Honeywell, whether it's Fujitsu, Boeing, Texas Instruments, around here it's Texas Instruments, it is you learn a lot from that corporate culture. They teach you process. They teach you the ways to manage things. There's a hierarchy to things. Well, many times you can get to small business. In fact, I was talking to a business consultant friend of mine who talks to small businesses, who coaches small businesses just yesterday. And he mentioned that's one of the things that small businesses don't have. They're used to fire, aim, go. Let's just make sure it happens. And on the other hand, there's processes and things that they need to have that people like you and I can bring to that party because of our experience and our background.
It is. The perspective, if we don't share it, we're operating in a vacuum.
Yes.
And it really doesn't do any good at all. So we love to be able to share that information. Tell me some of the things that you were exposed to even as a trade show event coordinator.
Well, actually, what's been interesting about trade shows, I think that's where I really learned to meet people face-to-face.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like being on the trade show floor. In fact, I just got back from, I went to a series of trade shows just in the last few weeks. A security trade show, a water processes show, a restaurant show. And it's all the same. Regardless of industry, it's about face-to-face connections and face-to-face communications. The thing I learned the most and what was really most important to me is that I've been on both sides of that equation.
Yeah.
As a trade show manager, I got to see the width and breadth of what a business does because I got the chance to see competitors and partners as well as my own executives and the people who ran my company all in one place. In fact, my boss many times was jealous that I knew people she didn't know. But that as a trade show manager, I had that opportunity. And so when you go into that trade show environment, you see that. That's where business is done. On the other hand, I've been on the other side where I sold exhibits and actually designed and built exhibits. I didn't personally, but I worked with the companies that did. And what you learn there is that you learn a lot of different things across businesses and how those different businesses, whether it's the HVAC and air conditioning business or the security business or manufacturing and aircraft, there's some commonality. But you learn lessons from each of those because each of those disciplines has something quite different. Being able to glean those lessons and bring them back was incredibly important to me.
That is wonderful. Are you enjoying this conversation with Paul as much as I am? Every time he opens his mouth, I learn something new. And I think it's so, so important. Friends, we're going to take a short break and hear from some of our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Paul Maynard. You're watching Offbeat Business TV and listening to OBBM Radio.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year. And they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
American business owners, there has never been a time like now to showcase your brand as a powerful influence in our communities. Harness the power of digital content with Offbeat Business Media. Internet radio, TV, podcasts, and magazines are the powerful antidote for negative and sensationalized mainstream media, and business owners know it. It's time to produce talk shows that engage, inform, and improve our nation through strong business while supporting a successful life in business. Production, programming, promotion, and media training. Welcome to Offbeat Business Media. Improvement starts here. And we're back. You're watching Offbeat Business TV and listening to the Offbeat Business Show on OBBM Radio. This is Susan Hamilton, your host, and I'm talking with Paul Maynard, the Relentless Networker. And we're talking about all of this history that you have over the years when you've had the exposure to trade shows, to Honeywell, to chambers, and all the things that brings to the table. And I wanted to kind of recap that just a bit because it's my history as well on a little smaller scale. You talked about being exposed to those businesses on a management level. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was writing. When I started in marketing, it was all about, hey, you can build a website, and that's important, but we want it to be found. And so the blog is so important, and what can we do with that? And a lot of people struggled with that because you were selling not just a website, but now you're selling the content that goes yes. with it to make that happen. That was never an easy sell. You know, people had a hard time understanding, well, why should I do that? And so often I would teach them, okay, this is how you do that, and so that your company could do it. And I think it gave me an exposure because you can't do it well unless you understand the business and understand the consumer for that business, whether it's another business or who it is you're talking to. And it does give you a breadth of knowledge and information and perspective that I don't think you have unless you've operated in that space and talked with both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. So the things that you shared in our first half, I think were just terribly relevant, and it's one of the things I respect most about you.
Well, thank you. And I think one of the things that you just pointed out is really important is understanding who your audience is, who you're speaking to. You know, in the first half, we talked a little bit about doing more listening than speaking. But you need to know that when you do speak, who you're speaking to or who you're listening to. I had a client a few years back that was struggling with who his clientele was. He had written a software that could help predict giving patterns for nonprofit organizations. We kept struggling with who it was. And he finally went away, and then he came back, and he'd found a stock photo that he wanted to use and what this message was on his website. And he very proudly said, he described the demographics, the age of this person, how many jobs they'd had, how much money they had to raise. And then he finally turned the picture around, and the website around, and pointed it to me. And he said, "We call her Melissa." And so every time now when I engage a client, I say, "Tell me who your Melissa is," because there's age, there's demographics. You know, it's a 28 to 34-year-old woman who has to raise $4 million for her nonprofit. It's her second job. Can you describe Melissa?
Right, right.
And I think we all need to understand that. Everybody has a Melissa. Everybody has someone that they're targeting that they have to speak to. So you have to have those intelligent questions to ask once you know who that person is, or the right information, as you've mentioned, content to deliver to that person.
Right. What do they need? What questions are they asking?
Yes.
How do we supply their needs? Because often in this space, the business owner feels like, I want them to know everything about me. Right? And that's never the best approach, because it doesn't really solve a need if they can't turn that around. So really, you bring that skill to your writing to make sure you showcase just the right things that help somebody who's reading what you're writing understand how it relates to them.
Well,
it's truly a gift.
Well, thank you. And you have to get to the point. Recently, I've been doing some writing for a website for a client, and I spent a lot of time interviewing, which again is the networking piece. I love talking to people, love interviewing people, and learning from their partners and business associates how they do business. And we've written a series of articles that help promote the company from their client's perspective. And it's really been helpful. But spending time with them, I after each successive one, I learned more about what to ask, even though I had a pretty good background on the client, mm-hmm. my client. But I had a better picture once I talked to them. And now that I've spent a year with this particular client, I don't know what I would have done a year ago, because I know so much more now. And it is time. We were talking earlier before we came on the air that it takes people time to get to know you. We used to jokingly say it's the novena. It's three, six, or nine times before people actually figure out who you are. So you spend time with people. And whether it's time with a business or time with a client or time with your coworkers, you need to get to know them, because people do business with people they know, like, and trust.
It's important. And at the same time, when you're looking at this group, there's a lot of distractions. And you got to get back out there. Mm-hmm. You just got to keep going back, right? There's different times in your life when you're going to be a little bit more out there pulling in and pulling out. The bottom line is just keep going back. Just keep going back. Just keep going back, because those people are so valuable. Those relationships, you know, we know right now everyone it's going to take to get those goals and dreams and ambitions that mm-hmm. we have in our business, don't we?
On the other hand, when you talk about networking events, let's mm-hmm. just get right down to brass tacks about networking events. We were talking earlier about that. Many times you can overdo it.
Oh,
don't keep
that.
Going to the same well. Mix it up a little bit. Find different networking events. They all have a shelf life. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can go to one every week for 10 years. Or you can go to one for once. I actually went to a networking event. I went once. I met a person who turned into a multi-year client, because she turned to me and said, "Are you going back to that?" And I said, "No." And she says, "Neither am I. Let's talk." And so a lot of times those opportunities happen once, but they all have a shelf life. And you need to evaluate where you're networking and how you're networking on a regular basis. It's not just collecting business cards and showing up. Showing up is, you know, how is it? Woody Allen is attributed to so many different people. You know, 50 to 70% of it is, or 90% of it is showing up. Well, yes, but then you got to know what you're doing when you're there. Do your homework, ask questions, know when to speak, when not to speak. There's a craft to networking.
Oh, you got that right. What a skill, right? It's one thing to know how to have that conversation, but by developing that out, you've got a skill that will take your business to the next level, take your relationships, develop your influence in the community to such a degree. And we just really have to do that now.
Yes.
You know, we have to. Paul, I love your Twitter account. I love how you put it, you're putting out these networking tips and helping the communities just remind them with those little one-liners that matter so much, which is great because your network includes the local Dallas Chambers. You've got your, every time you're putting something out, that stuff's getting seen and getting shared. And when you've got those little one-liners of networking tip, you know, those are helpful things. You do a good job of
Well, thank you. And that actually grew out of a speaking engagement I had. I was asked to promote. Maybe I've told you this story. I had to promote that. And we had to use a particular hashtag. And I did that until I did the speaking engagement. And then through the speaking engagement, I thought, well, wait a minute, this still works. So daily tips on about taking action, about presenting business cards. Never go anyplace without a business card. As inane as that, or as something as specific about make eye contact. Mm-hmm. But I've done over 500 of them every day. And they're out there, and they're being reused, and they show up on my Twitter account with the hashtag Power Networking as the daily networking tip. They're also there on my LinkedIn page, and they're also on my business Facebook page.
Yeah, and because you're out there in front of people, this is one of the things I love about Paul also. You set such a great example that as busy as you are, as relentless as you are in getting out there in the community, what are you doing every Saturday morning? What?
What am I doing every Saturday morning? I'm either on the bike or I'm running with somebody.
That's right.
And I've met more interesting people running beside them or on the bike next to them than I can count.
That's an example for today. But what good is great business if you don't take care of yourself?
Oh, absolutely.
Then you're down.
You have to be healthy.
You have to be healthy. You have to be spot on and really take advantage of everything that the community has to offer. And then you get to share what's going on because you like to get out around White Rock Lake.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful community over there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So how can we get in touch with you, Paul? How can our audience know how to reach out to you?
Well, you can find me on my website, which is paulemaynard.com, or you can find me on Twitter at paulem53, or you can find me on my Facebook page, The Relentless Networker. But you can also actually, I have an associated one. Actually, it's my test bed. I don't know if you know about my dog. My dog has a Twitter account. He has almost 200 followers, and I use him as a test bed for a lot of marketing ideas that have worked. And so that's at Harry Discovers. And so those are things that are ways to, you'll see a lot of ideas about networking, about reaching out to people. And they've all been, it's about creativity and the people that I connect with. And I tell other people's stories, basically.
That's excellent. You know, when you're connecting with Paul, you're not just connecting with a networker. You're connecting with someone who has a high degree of understanding and influence in this community that helps you know who you need to be connected with immediately, and is a very, very supportive person in general with all of these tips and all the things that he brings to bear. So take advantage of all the resources we give you here at Offbeat Business Media. Thank you so much for your time with
us
today.
Well, thank you, Susan. Pleasure
and
being here.
I'll tell you what, you'll find all this information underneath this video and alongside this podcast. So come back for it over and over and over again. If you didn't write this down, pay attention to these tips that Paul Maynard is showing us, because you can do so much more in this community with a strong, influential brand. Until next time, this is Susan Hamilton. You've been watching Offbeat Business TV and listening to OBBM Radio Dallas.
You've been listening to the Offbeat Business Show. Find our lineup, podcast, magazine, event calendar, and sponsor information, even our membership directory, all available on the Offbeat Business app or at offbeatbusiness.com. Download the Offbeat Business app today.
Your clients should be using social media, but they're hesitant. All they see is time and energy wasted and the very real opportunity to be chewed up and spit out due to differences of opinion and competitors who have been in social long enough to look successful. Introducing Buzz.Tools, the easiest social media aggregator for your client base ever designed. Add content easily within communities and groups to encourage them to participate in community, not just shout in the dark. Use gamification techniques to stimulate engagement and watch your numbers soar. Small business owners understand they need social media. They just don't understand how participating actually extends their reach or makes them money. Your clients should all be raving fans, but they don't know how to make social work for their brand. Go to buzz.tools and leverage a community approach to social media that amplifies your entire network. That's buzz.tools, serving small business ease of use social media tools that work. Buzz.tools. BuzzDot Tools works with Offbeat Business Alliance communities across the USA.